Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. Alongside learning about mathematics, history, languages, and many other things, schools are a recommended setting for interventions to improve health. However, it can be difficult to implement these interventions. And in November 2017, Luke Wolfenden of the University of Newcastle in Callaghan, Australia, and colleagues published their new Cochrane Review looking into how this might be done. Luke tells us what they found in this podcast.
Although there are a variety of school-based interventions that improve the diet, physical activity, and weight status of school students, or reduce their risk of alcohol or tobacco use, their implementation in schools isn't routine. Broadly, therefore, our objective was to review strategies that might be used to improve the implementation of school-based interventions, which target student diet, activity, obesity, tobacco, or alcohol use. Unfortunately, we found that the current evidence base is weak for such an important topic. The sorts of things that might be done when a health-promoting intervention is introduced into a school is training, audit, and feedback or incentives. We looked for randomised and non-randomised trials that assessed the impact of these or other strategies on how well the health-promoting intervention was implemented. The strategies could target policies and practices in the school environment, such as cafeteria offerings or the school curriculum itself, such as introduction of changes to physical education lessons. We included 27 trials, most of which were from the USA. 19 of the trials were randomised and all reported multi-component implementation strategies, the most common of which were educational meetings, educational outreach visits, and educational materials. The main focus was on policies or programs targeting healthy eating or physical activity interventions, and none of the included trials sought to improve the implementation of interventions to influence alcohol consumption. Among the 13 trials reporting changes in the proportion of schools or school staff implementing a targeted policy or practice, the average improvements achieved by the strategies range from just 10% to nearly 70%, whereas among the 7 trials that reported the percentage of a practice, program, or policy that had been implemented, we found a drop of 8% for one and up to an increase of 43% for another. Turning to the actual effect on health outcomes, we found only very low certainty evidence. The impact on student health behaviour or weight status of these interventions was mixed. In summary, there's no clear evidence at the moment on the impact of implementation strategies on getting health-promoting policy and practice initiatives into schools or on the health behaviours or weight status of the students. This leaves an important gap, and further research is required to develop the implementation evidence base so that policies, practice, and programs designed to improve student health can be applied and can yield their intended benefits.
If you would like to learn more about the implementation strategies that have been tested to date and watch for updates to this review as new research becomes available, simply visit cochranelibrary.com. If you type implementation strategies for health promotion in schools into the search box, you'll find the review near the top of the list.